listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Desire. best of me was the air I breathed for way too long. Something had to give, it was the life I lived, and now it's gone, oh gone.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Hope you are doing well and staying happy and healthy during this time still of COVID-19, the coronavirus, the pandemic, whatever you'd like to call it at this point. We are in the middle of week 9 of social distancing, and wow, can't believe it's already been 8 full weeks and now into week 9. What are you doing to stay sane? I've been going on a lot of walks. I've taken you on a couple hikes with me, a lot of walks and runs and bike rides. I've gone on some car rides. I went down to the Barnegat Beach last week, the Barnegat Bay, just to kind of get away. I've gone on some cool hikes with my family and some couple local state forests that are nearby us. I've gone to visit my mom and dad at neutral places where we can kind of be in a big open field and not be near one another. So watched the Blue Angels go overhead a couple Tuesdays ago. I am recording this on Tuesday, May 12th, and I think it might have been Tuesday, April 28th or something along those lines, whatever that Tuesday was where the Blue Angels flew over. Really neat experience. I was at the Bordentown River area by the beach that's there after doing a session with somebody, a virtual lesson, and they flew overhead three different occasions. It was really neat, really loud and really fast, and it's just amazing what they do. So just some different things like that, being out in nature, getting outside. So what are you doing to stay sane and stay healthy during this time? I've actually picked up a couple different eating habits that I've talked about before, but a different one that I hadn't mentioned was I started doing this different kind of smoothie than I normally do. I used to, for about a year and a half to 2 years, do a smoothie that it was like a green smoothie. It was like one full green apple that I cut up, water, spinach, kale, and sometimes I would sprinkle in a little lime juice, and I would just grind it up and drink it. I think the spinach and the kale became a little bit too much for my body, and so I kind of scaled down from that. And now I am doing water, lime juice, a little bit of lemon, cayenne pepper, a already ground down mix, sort of like a powdery blend of kale, cilantro, wheatgrass, lemongrass, and a bunch of different, bunch of other nutrients, nutrient dense and rich vitamins and minerals that are in it, which is pretty good, and maybe a dash of like green tea, sort of iced tea that I buy, and sort of mix it all up and drink it. And it's pretty good. It's pretty healthy. So just, you know, what are you trying? Maybe that's different these days. Just wanted to put that out there for you. In addition to that, I wanted to play you a couple songs. Now, I haven't done this in a podcast episode in a while, but I wanted to play you a couple songs that I recently wrote. As some of you know, I write a lot of music, and I figured I would just share a couple here. Why not? Something different in a live format. So bear with me as I work through these. Some of these are very new, and I've only played them like once or twice, and then I
sat down and recorded them just on my phone. So there's not even like a full band recording of some of these songs yet. It's just me sort of fleshing them out in almost in real time here. And I'm going to be clicking into some of these here that I'm going to pull up and just to share maybe like three or four songs with you. Something a little different than we normally do here. So let's try this out here. And I'm going to bring up these three. Hopefully these pull up. And I got one here about the quarantine. It's one really for kids, but I felt like I should play it for you. I'm not trying to make light of the situation because I know it's a very heavy situation. There's a lot of people sick and dying from this. But in order just to stay a little sane and for the kids to kind of learn what we have to do. Wash your hands and clean. That's what you do in quarantine. Yeah, wash your hands good and clean. That's what you do in quarantine. Yeah, wash your hands good and clean. That's what you do in quarantine. Yeah, wash your hands good and clean. That's what you do in quarantine. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do in quarantine. Be your mouth and nose when you sneeze. That's what you do. Cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze. That's what you do in quarantine. Cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze. That's what you do in quarantine. Cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze. That's what you do in quarantine. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do in quarantine. Stand 6 feet away from me. That's what you do. So that's what you do in quarantine. That's what I named that one. And just some interesting things. Wash your hands good and clean. Cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze. Stand 6 feet away from me. And spend some time with your family. Those are the things that I thought would be kind of fun to put out there for the kids, right? So they can sort of understand a little bit of what you're supposed to do. We're supposed to do some of that stuff anyway, like wash your hands good and clean, but we're really doing it now. And then cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze. We should be doing that anyway. And spending time with your family, we should be doing, but now we're really doing a lot of it. And then standing 6 feet away from me, that's the big one that we're not used to doing. And so I wanted to add that in there, just something fun, maybe a little comical, but maybe for the little kids to sort of maybe understand what is going on, because it's hard. I have a four-year-old son, and he's not really sure like what all this means. So interesting to try to teach him that. So I want to do this song for you here. One body, mind, and soul. You got my heart beating like it's four on the floor. You got my feeling what I've never before. Going once, going twice, going three times, speeding out of control. Flying high in the sky, we can be one mighty, mighty soul. One body, mind, and soul. So it's your love. Soul. minor song. Tell me that you love me forever and I'll never be caught. Oh, 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 oh. Play on the horse by your heart. Oh, 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 oh. There's something to say to my life before you leave me heart. Oh, 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 oh. Can't be sure. So band version of that song's got a lot of bells and whistles in there, so hopefully you enjoyed that one. I want to do a song for you that I really just finished a week or two into social distancing. I already did a full band recording of it. It's the only one that I have for the next album that I'm going to be releasing, and the next album, whatever that ends up being, when I can really sit down and record these songs, full-length versions without interruption, because it's really hard to do that these days with my son being right there. And other things I need to be doing for work. It's going to be called Everyday Hero. And so this one is one of those songs.
Truth is not a game. See, you're the one to blame.
love me, because I say that a few times in there. All right, cool. So I'm going to see if I can figure out how to play this one. And the reason why I say that is because I think I've only played this song once. And I was like, yep, I think this is going to be ending up in the next record. So we'll see how this goes. So some of those songs are going to be off the next album, Everyday Hero, that I have not recorded yet, but they are copyrighted, so don't you go try to copyright them or do anything crazy in that realm. And the song One Body, Mind, and Soul that I did is already on the most recent record that I released, which is available on Bandcamp, which is really cool. Super fun, cool about that. It released it on Leap Day. I figured that'd be kind of fun to do. I've done that before. So thank you so much for tuning in. That's it for today. Keep it happy and healthy. This is Jim signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
I walk, you run, you're nothing but a runaway.
stay. Yeah, every man can have this ball and chain. To me it's all the same. Yeah, everything's not a win or lose. Why can't we make our own rules? It's not a will you play the game. That's what you do along the way. I walk, you run. You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. It's just turns to a race. Yeah, I want you to stay. Can you make a change? Now play it safe. Can you struggle through this for my sake? Or is the pain too much to take? Can you make a change? Now play it safe. Can you say this to me face to face? I can't wait for the day. You run, you're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. I walk, you run, you're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. Where is it that if I walk?